Warriors opening a four-game homestand, hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder at Oracle Arena for a Thanksgiving Eve matchup in the second meeting of the season between these two teams, who first met on opening night, and Kevin Durant delivering 27 points to go with 14 rebounds. Klay Thompson added 27 points as well while hitting three trays on the night. And Damian Lee, another solid evening of work, bringing 13 points off the bench to the effort. But OKC had the answers while getting some strong bench contributions, taking off with the 123-95 victory.
OKC does not need to shoot. They finish the game on a 32-10 run. Win it by 28. Warriors were within six. It was a single-digit game, and then Oklahoma City ended things. So Kevin Durant with 27, Klay Thompson with 27, but just not enough from the rest of the roster. And so OKC wins it 123-95. They split the first two meetings this year after the Warriors won opening night.
Every season's different. Every team's different. We're obviously not playing well. We're in a tough stretch. I don't really care to look back at last year. We had a different team. I don't really make that comparison. I just think we got to look at what's in front of us right now, which is we got to get better in every dynamic. You know, we didn't rebound well tonight. We got crushed on the boards. We didn't take care of the ball. 17 turnovers. So. And we got to clean up all that stuff and keep fighting, and we'll find our way out. We got better days ahead, but right now we're just in a tough go.
I was going to ask you rebounds. You think that was the start of this? Obviously, Steven Adams controlling the boards, and
Steven was dominant down there. Mm-hmm. He was just taking two people with him, no matter where he was, and seven offensive boards, and then Schroeder off the bench played a huge role. He was brilliant, made a bunch of threes, and got to the paint. So I give them credit. They played a great game.
Another rebounding question. Damian didn't come out with a single board tonight. What can he do better to kind of be more efficient and make more of an impact on that aspect of the game?
Just got to continue to grow and learn. He's a young player, and every game is a learning experience. And tonight he's going against one of the very best centers in the game, who's a load down there. And so we'll stay positive with Damian. He's going to get better, and as I said, things will be better ahead. It's just right now it's tough to get out of this slog that we're in, but it's a group effort.
You cut it to at least six, maybe a little bit less there in the fourth quarter, and then you give up some of the threes. Was that just a matter of guys getting loose at three? Was that the defensive scheme you were playing there? What happened with a couple of those open threes there in the key?
Yeah, I think we cut it to four, if I'm not mistaken. And we had the crowd back in, and we had good momentum, and they hit some big shots. I'll have to look at the tape to see exactly what happened, but they hit several threes during that stretch, and it went right back to to 12 or so. I thought that was a really key point in the game.
Kevin had a couple careless turnovers there. He had one to an outlet to Quinn in the beginning of the game, and then behind the back pass that went awry to Kevon. Is there anything you can do to tell them, hey, you need to settle down more, especially trying to make things work offensively and whatnot?
That's the idea out there, is to take care of the ball and execute. And I think I can do a better job as coach of, getting us into some stuff that'll work for us. But we just didn't play a great game. We had 17 turnovers, and we got to get better next game.
Hey, Steve, what were you looking at with this new lineup with putting Andre and Kevin together?
Some spacing, some speed. When you're struggling, you kind of search for things, and you try different things. You hope for a spark, and we didn't quite get one. We had a slow start to the game. I was hoping for a quicker start, but we're going to keep experimenting with things, and our guys are not going to get too discouraged. They know, especially the guys who have been in this league for a long time, they know the drill. You know, we haven't felt this a whole lot here the last few years, maybe once or twice, but this is part of being in the league. You know, you're banged up, you lose games, you just fight your way out of it, and you know, get healthy, and you keep going, and things will turn.
Steve, to that point, this group obviously has had a lot of success over the years. What do you do to keep their spirits up when they're going through a stretch like this?
I'm thinking of juggling at shoot around Friday, and you know, that paddle ball game. I'm not very good at it, but I might try that too.
Looked like there was definitely more focus on Adams coming out of in the second half, trapping him, more bodies on him. Was there a kind of adjustment there? Did you switch it, or was that just more intensity out of
you guys? We changed a little bit defensively, you know, on his post-ups. And, you know, I thought we did a little bit better in the second half. But, you know, he's a great player down there. He was dominant.
Friday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Portland Trail Blazers in what's the first meeting of the season between the two teams. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.